Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Buddy in Port Jefferson.
Buddy, how are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, buddy.
That last call is off his rocker. That is the beauty about the NHL.
There's no question.
Not the NBA. You're the eighth seed in the NBA. I don't care who you are. Even the fifth through eighth seed, there's no chance you're winning a title. But anyways, really quick before I get to my Islanders point. Joe, I love you, bro. But I hope to death the Knicks get the fifth overall pick and butcher this free agency, because my friends and family will not let me live it down as a diehard Nets fan.
Yeah, but here's the but your friends who are Knicks fans, what legs do they have to stand on, buddy?
I know.
You don't understand what I'm saying? I mean, I'm a Knicks fan. I live in the real world. I mean, any Knicks fan that's out there pumping their chest at the Nets,
but
where are you coming from?
Buddy, can I ask you a question?
I mean, I'm missing something here, buddy.
Knicks fans can be rough, Joe. Not you, but they can be.
Knicks fans have got to wake up and realize where they're at and stop acting like they're, you know, like they're the Spurs for the last 20 years.
I got to give you an example. All right, it's a small thing, and he doesn't mean anything by it. I love the guy, but Giannotti. I'm going to give you a small thing Giannotti does every day, every other day, and maybe he's – the thing is, G also could just be busting a little bit, but it's an example of the arrogance that a Knicks fan has.
And they have no right to be arrogant.
I'm going to describe it to you. You tell me your thoughts.
Go ahead.
G is all about Zion and Kevin Durant, as he should be.
Right,
no problem.
Okay, fine.
Every time Recco will make a small comment about, you know, maybe Durant takes Brooklyn, Giannotti scoffs at it like it is the stupidest idea he's ever heard in the face of the earth.
Right.
Now, I happen to agree. I don't think Durant's coming here.
Right. I
but that kind of arrogance, like dismissing the Nets as if they are a bug on the window, it's a little bothersome.
Here's what bothers me.
A little bit.
Okay, seriously.
Go ahead.
All right, when you root for the teams that I root for, okay, which would include the Knicks and the Jets, we're only talking about the Knicks here now, and the Mets, obviously, Durant. What arrogance. Where do we, as fans of those teams, if you are a fan of any of those teams, and I'm a fan of all of them, where do I come off having being arrogant about anything?
But do you...
Am I missing something here?
But I don't think...
Do you know what I'm saying?
I agree with you, but like in that example of G, I don't think G's arrogant about the Knicks, but the dismissal of the Nets that he does... is, I think, an example of what Buddy's talking about with other Knicks fans, that the Nets are dismissed like a bug on a window.
Right now, the Nets are a far better franchise than the Knicks are. I mean, let's be real. I mean, outside of the Knicks are worth more than the Knicks, and it's Madison Square Garden.
Well, that's what it is.
And it's the place to be,
and it's
the trendy place to be, and who's on Celebrity Row tonight, which is what it's all about as they go 6-17 and 65, okay? All right? What right does any Knicks fan have to be arrogant against the Nets, who are run like a professional organization?
What you just said. No, I'm telling you, that's what's used against. Because I know what he goes through. What happens is, and I don't want to name any more names, but the Knicks fan will say about the Nets, congrats to the Nets. They're going to be stuck in mediocrity, and no one goes to their game. So they get attacked for attendance.
Right. Okay.
And because they haven't made the jump from 27 wins to an NBA title, that means they're automatically stuck in mediocrity.
Right.
So that's how the arrogance is portrayed. It's not arrogantly portrayed as, hey, we're the Knicks, we're the best. It's more, you're the Nets, you're like a bug on my window.
Mean,
that's what it is.
Let's stop it now. I mean, the Knicks fans got to, you know, especially, the guys, look, I've been around forever. So, I mean, I actually saw the Knicks when they were a championship team, okay? You know, even 20 years ago, 25 years ago, when they were in the playoffs every year and they were at least a legitimate NBA championship contender. They are a joke for the last 20 years. No Knicks fan has any freaking legs to stand on. You could scoff at the Nets all you want, okay? You could kill them. You could rip them. You could say it is. They're a second-class organization. All you want to say. The Nets have been the Warriors over the last 20 years compared to what the Knicks are.
That's saying a lot.
But it's true.
Hey, look.
I mean, I'm tired of hearing Knicks fans. You got no reason in the world to be arrogant about any freaking thing. They're a disgraceful franchise. They've been run horrible for 20 years. They haven't won diddly. Don't give me, you know, one stupid playoff series, and they underachieved that year when all was said and done. I'm tired of hearing it, man. I'm sorry. I mean, I live in the real world.
No, you do. You're not the guy that Buddy's talking about.
No, of course.
You're not. I mean, trust me.
You know? So, hey, I mean, enough already.
I don't necessarily want the Knicks to get Durant, Kyrie, and Zion Williamson, but you know it would be pretty sweet?
If they got them all and they stunk.
No, not stunk. We kicked your asses time. That'd be great.
Or if they got them all and this would be, you know, you'd love this if they got them all and they make the playoffs, but they go nowhere.
Right. Right. And that's about it anyway. That's
the whole. They never win a thing.
Absolutely.
And then the Knicks are basically stuck in mediocrity.
Right.
Again. Are they making the playoffs? Oh, we're in the playoffs. Like they did one year. They down 3-0. This is
the best.
This is the Knicks.
I know.
This sums up the Knicks organization for the last 20 years. It really does. So they're down 3-0 to Miami in the playoffs, which there's no – I mean, they are not winning that. Forget it. They win game four, as meaningless a playoff win as you can have, okay? And they got confetti coming down from the ceiling like they just won the NBA title. Are you serious? I mean, that is a disgrace. But that's where they're at. That's where the Knicks are. That's what they are. They're all about the glitz. They're all about the glamour. And there's no substance whatsoever. And the fans just keep throwing their money there, here, take my, you know, I'm in the last row in the upper deck in what used to be the Blue Heaven, and I'm paying $500 a ticket, and I'm so happy to do it. Oh, and we lost by 30 again? Oh, okay. Oh, that's great. What a disgrace. I'm sorry, bro. I mean, it's disgraceful. And any Knicks fan that sits there pumping their chest that they got something over the Nets, yeah, you got a serious issue. You really do.
Well said, my friend.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.